5 minutes after the hour. Welcome back to the show. It is the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. It is a top text Tuesday. Some good texts so far. Noob saying, talking about Shelby Harris saying he can put the football, Drew Lock can put the football in crazy places. Noob says, yeah, the craziest places Lock puts the ball is in the other team's hands. There you go, Noob. Good, good, good. Hit the things. There it is. There's a gremlins there taking over Colfax. That happens.
Something
with the weather.
It told me it clicked. It didn't click.
That's fine. So, okay, you know what's funny, man? We always talk about when you and I go out to remotes. People always come up to you.
Yep.
And they're like, hey, you must be Colfax. Well, we had it kind of happen again on Friday.
Yeah, it happened in reverse. Someone came up to me asking if I was Brady.
Yeah. I was like, well, at least we're asking for me. I mean, that's kind of cool. But Colfax gets, are you Brady? You the guy?
You must be the guy. You look
like the guy.
You look like you know what you're doing.
You look like
this guy over here
has
no idea.
Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know about that one. No, it always happens, man.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
Maybe it's because you were on the roof that one time and everybody recognized you hold up a big whole show sign.
You know what?
And they're like, that's the guy. That's the dude.
But I was so far up that they... And we kind of look similar.
I think so. Yeah, I think we've got similar characteristics.
Yeah, I think so.
Facial characteristics. You kind of look like that guy, though, that I always tell you you look like.
Will Arnett.
Yeah, Will Arnett.
Yeah, that was like the first thing you ever told me on
air. And I think in person, too, when I shook your hand, I'm like, hey, you look like Will Arnett. You ever get that? And I don't think you'd ever got
I've never gotten that.
That's a compliment, right?
I take it.
Will Arnett, he's a good-looking dude.
Yeah, he's not
like a bunch of stuff. So, I mean, I take that. It's not like I went up and said, hey, you look like, I don't know. I don't even know. Who's not a great-looking actor right now? I don't know. I can't think of anybody. Can't think of any names.
They're all beautiful people.
We're all beautiful people, right? First Advantage text line, 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that line and get involved. McLean could actually take home the signed David Thompson Nuggets jersey today. It's pretty sweet because Fresh Coat Painters hooked it up, got it all framed up. But it's David Thompson. And then he kind of wrote HOF, Hall of Famer, over there. So it's pretty sweet. So, I mean, that's going to go great in your office, your man cave, whatever. But you got to win. You got to get after it. You know, Noob did find out a little bit. You know, he texts all the time, but he's like, yeah, my job's kind of changed up, so I get to listen, but I'm driving nonstop at that time, so it's harder to text. All right, those are reasonable excuses. Can take those. But Noob's trying to jump back in here. He's still the only hooligan in the history of hooligans to win 3 in a row. It just, unfortunately, we weren't doing prizes at that point. So, hey, what are you going to do?
You know? It's all about the glory anyway.
It is. He has that record. That's not going away. That's in the Hall of Fame now. Noob's bowling, hanging out. He's got a big plaque up there that says 3-time winner of Top Text Tuesday in a row. Yeah, something like that. I don't know how he has it decorated in there. The Hall of Fame people do a good job of all that stuff.
They kind of run it.
Yeah.
We just give them the info they need.
Yeah, I'm way too busy, dude, to deal with the Hall of Fame. I'm just way too busy to deal with that. McLean's trying to get in here, though. McLean's a Nuggets guy, so I know he's going to be fighting for this bad boy. Do want to thank a couple of a great sponsor of the program, SCL Mortgage. Find them at myspecialmortgage.com. They're family and veteran-owned, and you guys have heard about interest rates. They're at all-time lows, so now's the time to get rid of any consumer debt that you might have. Call them. Seriously, call them. You hear them all over Colorado. That's because they're getting the word out. People are utilizing them. That's 970-444-1222. Maybe you need a bridge loan to buy that new home while your current home sells. They can help with that as well. Again, their website is myspecialmortgage.com. Does it feel like George Payton's, I mean, just kind of like this, the tortoise and the hare game here, that he's kind of the tortoise and John Elway's the hare, and Payton's kind of taking this thing slow, and here we go.
Yeah, and it's like, we can see some strategizing going on. It's not just like snapping your neck at something shiny flying by you, you know? It's thinking, it's being patient, and, you know, really filling what you need.
I'll be curious to see how next year goes when they have to re-sign guys and what that looks like. If that means Vaughn's not, maybe the idea is, okay, Vaughn's not going to be there, so we're going to have a lot of money to be able to re-sign, assuming Kyle Fuller and Kareem Jackson have the seasons we think they're going to have, money to re-sign those guys. I don't know. That part is whatever, but, you know, it's all about this year. And I do think that these moves defensively, I feel like these moves on the defensive side were like, hey, we think we're close. We just need to be able to tighten it up on the defensive side of the ball. And that's certainly what, I mean, look at this. Look at this depth chart. You got Kyle Fuller and Ronald Darby selected to be one and two corners. Bryce Callahan as your slot, as your nickel and dime guy. And then O.J. Mudia would be the next guy in if you go dime. Callahan's a slot corner. He's one of the best in the league. So you go that route. And again, we know Vic Fangio likes to go a lot of nickel. So that's why it doesn't matter as much. You know, it matters more so what you're putting out there on that corner side of things. You got Justin Simmons and Kareem Jackson. I think that one of the best safety duos now. You got Kareem back on like a $14 million deal 1 year. Von Miller's back. We can argue about Von Miller all day long, but at the end of the day, you pair him with all these guys. Yeah, I'm happy. I think Von still, you know, does he still have a Pro Bowl left in him? Does he? Maybe so. Josie Jewell, Alexander Johnson, they become kind of the odd guys out here. Both decent players, not good players. I would say decent players. But then you have Justin Cernat, a rookie that they got in the fourth, fifth round last year, who was out for the season after training camp. So we haven't really got to see him in effect. He'll be battling for that job. Josh Watson, Colorado State, he's still on the depth chart as a backup in that interior linebacker. So it's going to be a battle in camp. I'd like to see another guy added, whether that's free agency or pick number nine or later on. I mean, if you go with the nine, if you go with a Micah Parsons in that first round, I mean, yikes. I'd love to see the Broncos have a superstar inside linebacker. Bradley Chubb on the other side. Now on the defensive side, you got Shelby Harris, Mike Purcell in the middle, Draymond Jones, which I think he's starting to take some strides. You got to like what you're seeing defensively. And then offensively, probably going to look for a running back in the third, fourth round. And to add some more depth there with Melvin Gordon, Royce Freeman, Mike Boone now, Levante Bellamy. That could get interesting. Wide receivers, I think Broncos country's pretty happy about it. The offensive line got better last year. Juwan James, do you keep him? Do you look for his replacement? You know, 2 years ago on paper, he was good. Quarterback seems to be the issue. It certainly seems to be the issue right now. I mean, this is nuts. I think on paper, this team looks pretty damn good suddenly, at least on one side of the ball. And everybody said last year that the offense, oh, you're drafting all these guys. They're going to grow. They're going to be really good. We'll give them all another year, another belt. We'll see. We all can't be as casual as noob. Some of us have to pay the man for going all in for Iowa. Yeah. Yeah. It happens, man. I got Baylor still. I got Baylor in the mix. What else? McLean. I also have, Colfax. It told me it clicked. It didn't click. This is what happens to my brain on Top Text Tuesdays sometimes. I tell it to click, but it just doesn't.
It happens, man. I'm sorry.
I told it to click. It didn't do it. I also have that problem where every Tuesday I'm at work, in and out of the car, but today I'm off. So beware, fellow hooligans, beware. McLean could take it today, folks.
And he's hungry. He loves the Nuggets.
He's got two. B-Rad has one. Bitcoin Guy, which was a random texter a while ago, has one. And then Dixon, last week, got one. So we have four hooligans in the mix. Only one can win today. It's the first one of three. So we very well could be giving away the signed David Thompson jersey. Which, I mean, it's sweet. This thing is sweet. Fresh Coat Painters hooking it up with a beautiful frame. B-Rad, Broncos look good on paper every year. Then Chubb gets hurt, Vaughn underperforms, and Drew Locke is still the quarterback. Yeah, there's still a lot of variables. I mean, you're assuming, I saw Shelby Harris say, you know, we haven't got to see Vaughn and Chubb, like, other than that 1 year. And that was Bradley Chubb's rookie year. So I think we really want to see it. Yeah, there's still a big if. Courtland Sutton coming back, that's still a big if. Von Miller, Courtland Sutton, two guys that get hurt like that. You know, especially Von at his age, it's going to get more difficult. But clearly the Broncos have all the tests. They figured everything looked good, and they wanted to pick up that option. So, yeah, assuming all those things go well. But you need Drew Locke to become a quarterback, at least in this next year. If he's going to be the starter, which that is a big if, it's like 50-50. right now. I felt it's this whole offseason, Colfax, I felt really good about Drew Lock being the starting quarterback. Not that I felt good about it. I just thought that that's what's going to happen. Then the whole Deshaun Watson thing comes up, and you think, oh, man, Kareem Jackson saying that Deshaun's favorite is Denver. You're getting all these ESPN guys coming out saying that Deshaun likely coming to Denver, NFL Network, or would like to go to Denver. And you're thinking, all right, well, that's probably it for Drew. Then you're seeing all these other free agents. There's a lot of guys out there. Well, no, they just keep getting picked up. I feel like I'm about 50-50 right now. And even if they go quarterback at number 9, which they're going to have a guy fall to him. Because Lawrence is going top 10, number 1, right? Zach Wilson's going top 10, top 5. Justin Fields, top 10. Trey Lance at a North Dakota State. I mean, he's in that area. Mac Jones is in that area, too. So if you go with the Trey Lance, as Zach was talking to us about, that's going to take maybe a year or two. So it's going to be Drew Lock. If you go with Mac Jones, that guy could probably win the job in camp and be the guy going forward. And you have a pretty good defense and a rookie quarterback. Is this one of those the devil you know? Because Drew Lock would be the devil you know. Do you go with a guy that has, 16 games now of NFL experience? We can all agree he has to get a hell of a lot better to earn the job, whether he's the starter next year or not, to earn it after the fact. Or do you take your chances with a Mac Jones-type guy out of Bama who's not played in any NFL games and say, hey, you're our guy? You know, because you sign these one-year deals to Kareem Jackson, to Fuller. Those deals, to me, say, hey, we think we can win. We kind of think we can win now. And we'd like to win. We think we can win 9 to 10 games. Remember, there's an extra game next year. I hear a lot of people still winning. Saying 9 to 10 games. Okay, that's going to be a little bit easier to come by because there's one more game. Is that what is it going to take to get in the playoffs? So that's going to be very interesting. Are you better off with that? So our Power to Play Sports poll question of the day is, who would you like to see Denver take at number 9? This is still, listen, safety's still on there. I mean, you could still draft a safety. You actually still could if Kareem Jackson is only going to be a one-year guy. 50%, this has changed a lot. 50% of the hooligans say inside linebacker. Quarterback, 37%. Safety's now down to 12. Yeah. I'm going to say it, Colfax. I would like to see, I said this last year, what unit has the potential to be a number 5? It's the defense. How can you ensure that and get a little bit closer to that? It's by drafting your biggest position of need on your defense and complete it at this stage. I think the way you're setting up defensively, George Payton is basically saying, we can win now. We can win now. We trimmed the fat, and I'm sorry, but Philip Lindsay is going to be considered the fat, even though he's the smallest guy on the team. But that's what this team is doing. They're saying defensively, I think we can win right now, today. But our offense cannot turn it over, and we got to score like 20, 23 points a game. Can they do that? Can Drew Lock take that next leap? Can you score 20? That's a big ask, but I'm telling you, man, if Micah Parsons is there out of Penn State at number 9, which I think he's ranked top, close to top 5. But, you know, when you're in number 9, you could easily see a guy that's top 5 drop to 8, 9, 10. So you got Micah Parsons out of Penn State, and you have the Notre Dame linebacker. I'm just going to call him Jeremiah for now. I always screw up his name. I've said it like 30 times, but I always screw his name up. So, I mean, you got him. You got the Azeez Ojulari out of Georgia. That's not even the hard name, Colfax. These guys are pretty good players. Now, the round, as far as that, Micah Parsons, first easy top 10. Azeez is top 20. So, I mean, those are the options there for me. And if Parsons isn't there at 9, then do you go quarterback? I think that those are the options right now. It's quarterback or inside linebacker. And if they get my, it might, and maybe it's not even, it's quarterback or Micah Parsons. Maybe that's where we are. Patrick Surtain, that dream is gone, I think. Now, could Denver still draft a Patrick Surtain, knowing that Fuller's only got 1 year and Bryce Callahan's up on his last year? Could you still draft a corner and then they learn under a year and they're more used in the nickel and dime packages in a battle with Michael O.J. Mudiah? I honestly am not going to sit here and say that I would be mad at it, man. I know I'm not a football coach, but I really like teams that freaking load up on corners and that you have 4 or 5 deep that you feel like could take on a number one if you needed to. So I guess I could see that. 55% of the hooligans now saying inside linebacker. Go to thewholeshow.com to vote, and we'll see how this this thing rolls here. McClain, yeah, maybe we can finally beat Derek Carr and the Raiders now. Whew. Yeah, Derek, you beat the Raiders. Can you beat the rest? That's the question. Here's Diggs. I always got to kind of read this thing. What is... Was a privilege to hang out with Noob a little on Friday. Was a little curious why he asked the waitress for $51 bills before he left, but I guess he was almost to the Cheyenne border on 85 since he was in Eaton. That just became a part of this show, didn't it? Noob, the den. It used to be the clown's den. Did you know that? That's not a good name for
not a good name.
That type of facility. Like, why would you name it that? That's creepy.
Very creepy.
Very creepy. Noob says, I say go punter. See, Noob, this is what throws you out, man. This is what you're doing good. You're rolling. You're putting together a good game here. You know, you got a nice stat line. And then just like 6 turnovers in a row. Aaron Gordon is the answer for the Nuggets. Also, Lance, and get a running back. They're going to probably need a running back somewhere in this draft. If the NFL adds a 17th game, can it please be versus the Texans? We need a Philip Lindsay revenge game. Oh, so you need a Philip Lindsay to have a... They are for sure adding the 17th game, am I right? That's for sure. I thought that was good. The playoff thing was added last year, and then they agreed to add it. Because I'm telling you, you listen to other sports commentators, and they just act as if there's... They for sure got it, right? 17 games. They act as if it's, you know, it's not happening. But it's... Uh-oh. Is there something?
Let me read this.
Okay.
Currently, they're set to have a 17th game this season, but it could be pushed back. Probably due to COVID or something. If it changed for whatever.
So as of right now...
It's happening. But they reserve the right to push it if they need to. That's what it sounds like.
Okay, well. So, I mean, whatever. Maybe it does change. I can't see it changing at this stage, but I guess time will tell. Strong top text Tuesday, though. I'll tell you that. It's been strong. I don't know. McClain is battling. He knows he can win this thing. He's up by like 4, I would say, in this whole thing, the last 3, right? He was 3-1 was the series. But right now you got a bunch of hooligans acting like the Nuggets against the Jazz and against the Clippers, not wanting McClain to take this thing home. Noob says, sounds like Drew Locke, about 6 turnovers in a row. 24 minutes after the hour, we're going to take a short break. Doing a shout-out to Auto Taylor. Get those vehicles figured out. If there's something small going on that you've been putting off, take it over to Auto Taylor. You know, and I like to say this, they're busy, but they can figure out how to get to you. There's a reason they're busy. Everybody knows about Auto Taylor. Everybody knows what they can do. They know that everything revolves around technology, so having skilled technicians paired up with cutting-edge vehicle diagnostics is just as important. Whether your engine's making a clunking noise or a squealing sound, Auto Taylor will help you out. Maybe an oil change. Maybe you just need to service the vehicle at some point. Auto Taylor's the place to do it here in Greeley. Tell them we sent you from the whole show. 24 after the hour. We got a lot to get to still. How about the Nuggets? How about the trade deadline? How about Nikola Jokic and a clear-cut path to the most valuable player award this season? We'll be right back.
Won't you come with me? Spring is in the air. And that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. What's happening in your own backyard? Listen to NoCo Now with Tanner Schwint on Northern Colorado's Voice, 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Earl Boykins, former Denver Nugget, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA.
You gotta be careful. Sometimes I kick this chair out. We jump up and do the air conditioning. A lot of people don't know this about us, Colfax, but we play a lot of rock music on this show, and we jump out and do the air guitar and all that stuff. And it's actually making me in better shape. I used to come back breathing so hard, but I think it's helped out a little
bit. Noticed that.
Yeah. But I gotta be careful because I jump up fast and I kick the chair out behind me, and I about didn't have a chair to sit down on.
Well, that would be unfortunate.
Starting to wonder. Why, I'm starting to realize why these chairs are going to hell in a handbasket in here.
It might be the air guitar sessions.
It could very well be. It could very well be. Top Text Tuesday is good so far. I like it. We're coming in strong. You know, Colfax, we debated with everything going on whether to do this or not. But, yeah, I think Culligan's come to this show for a reason. It's to get sports, and it's to have a good time. So I think that's what we're trying to accomplish today. Doesn't mean I don't love some of the heartfelt text, too, because that's, again, that's what it's all about. First Advantage text line is 970-478-1301. If you're new to the show, text KFKA to that number. Joel Embiid, LeBron James, both out for a significant amount of time. Joker, triple-double the other day in a Nuggets loss. Is he clear-cut favorite then to win the MVP? Or do the Nuggets still have to try to get in that top three spot? Because you can easily see the NBA saying, oh, LeBron's going to get it just because of what he's done so far. And LeBron's been very vocal this year about, hey, I should have won 8 MVPs by now. Joel Embiid, the Sixers are still a top team in the East. It's still probably going to take Denver getting in that top three spot, isn't it?
I think so. They're always going to favorite, you know, those bigger markets. But also this, it probably depends how far the Lakers fall without LeBron there. Because then if they fall really hard, they can always be like, well, see, without LeBron.
That's a great point. That's an amazing point. You know, because if they win without him,
yeah,
then how much does he really? Like, Philly's still number one. And they're a game up on Brooklyn, a game and a half on Milwaukee, and then everybody else is a distant third, fourth, fifth. So that's a great point. If Philly can maintain a number one spot without Joel Embiid, and the Lakers can maintain, they're sitting at, they're 6-4 in their last 10 games, and I don't know, I think LeBron's been out 3 games now, 4? They've lost 2 in a row. You know, this is, I'll tell you though, all that aside, this is Denver's chance to strike here. The Clippers have been a very average basketball team. The Lakers just lost their star. Phoenix is still rocking. Utah, though, they're coming back down to earth a little bit, still holding on to number one, but they're very average on their last 10 games. Denver's 8-2, one of the hottest teams in the West the last 10 games. So games like tonight, they need to take advantage of. How about that, though? Joker had like 4 points in the first half of that game against Chicago and ended up with 29 and got a triple-double. He just went on a tear. He was nuts. They got the Magic tonight at 5. Like, those are games where you just got to find a way. Now, Orlando's, what, bottom of the barrel? One of the worst teams in the conference in the East? So these are games you got to win. You got to start climbing. You got to get in that top three. Flying Dutchman, the Broncos should use the draft to focus on their weakest areas. So, I mean, would we say their weakest area is quarterback? Continues on with this text. They should always trade back in the second and third rounds and load up on picks. More contract friendly, and the talent drop-off isn't that much for the most part. So, Flying Dutchman, on that note, number 9. If number 9 comes up and you don't have to trade back, you don't have to move at all at number 9. If Micah Parsons is available or Trey Lance, let's say Trey Lance, who's ranked 10th overall as not just quarterback, as a player in this draft, 10th. Trey Lance or Micah Parsons, quarterback, Trey Lance out of North Dakota State, who might be a little more of a project because of where he went to school, all that. Micah Parsons probably starts instantly and upgrades. I mean, is he going to be already better than an Alexander Johnson, Josie Jewell? Probably, just based on how good he was in college. So I think, can we all agree that those are the weakest points, perhaps, for the Broncos? Not wide receiver, not on the offensive line. You had a rookie at center last year, so it's unfair to say he's a weak spot. He's only going to grow. Running back, you got Melvin Gordon. Maybe your depth's weak, but your starter is solid. Tight end, you like Noah Fant, Nick Vanette, they just released earlier today. Didn't even get to that with Zach. The weakest spot on this team is inside linebacker or quarterback. Flying Dutchman says trade down, no question. That's interesting. So, I mean, are you saying on Parsons or on a quarterback side? V-Rad. Hooligans, just you guys are mean. Wow, nice hot take, Dutchman. Didn't realize the draft was to work on weakness. Yeah, but that's the thing, V-Rad. I hear that Dutchman and I go back and forth on this. We fight a lot on this show. But I got to say this. It does need to be said, B-Rad, because what does John Elway not do? He doesn't draft for need. He doesn't draft for weakness. He drafts for the shiny object. That's what we've seen in the past from him. So as obvious as it seems to some, it hasn't. It's been lost on John Elway, at least for the past few years. Eastside Chris. While working drilling rigs 25 years ago, we stopped at Clowns in a place not for the faint of heart. I mean, any place like that called the Clown's Den.
Yeah, what are they referencing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Sounds like a scary movie to me.
And then you get there and you're like, wow, there's nothing around here. This is a scary movie.
This is like a scary movie. McLean says, Brady, you know a lot about the history of that place. Well, I knew of the name. I knew the name was the Clown's Den.
And I mean, we talk about it constantly every Tuesday on this show.
Lance had a good game. Check the box score. Had a good game? Yeah, I guess the one game, right? McLean, Broncos need running back insurance. Yeah, but you're probably not going to get, you're not going to go too high on that. Flying Dutchman. Exactly. Yeah, so I got your back on this one, Dutchman. You and I argue enough. I'm gonna go to bat for you on this one. It's not as obvious as it seems to us. Like, go for the position of need. There are a lot of teams that have the idea of, hey, we're just going to go with the best available outside of, like, the position we're stacked on. So, like, if we have a stud quarterback, Patrick Mahomes, whatever, we're just going to go whatever. Whoever the best position available is outside of quarterback, we're going to go that route. Is it out of this world that the Broncos even drafted an edge rusher? I heard that today, too, because Von Miller is maybe gone. So after this upcoming season, get a pass rusher behind those two, kind of like you did with Bradley Chubb and Shaq Barrett still on this roster. And there's time to I could still see a corner on edge rusher. I really could. It's all about depth, man. Noob. Yeah, but Parsons has been out of football for the last year, so hope that doesn't affect his play. Something that could drop his stock to number 9. Beginner's luck. Go Parsons without question. I think I'd lean. If Parsons is there 9, I'm going 9. I'm going with him. McLean says, how did the Flying Dutchman get his name? I don't know, Colfax.
Well, I just went back through our text messages and I figured it out.
Isn't the Flying Dutchman the Pirates of the Caribbean ship?
Or I think it's actually
the bad guy. No?
Oh, wasn't it from SpongeBob?
What's
the Flying Dutchman?
I don't know. Maybe.
It's a pirate ship.
It's a pirate. Okay. It's a pirate ship.
But this person's name is Holland. So the Dutch, Holland.
Oh, there you go.
Flying Dutchman.
There you go.
We really reach here, but it's,
yeah,
that's where it started. So I hope there's no offense there. But that's what we did. That's what I did.
Well, how did McLean get his name? Did he make a Die Hard reference?
Absolutely. That might have been when we spent hours talking about Die Hard being a Christmas movie or not.
That was a poll question.
Yeah.
Would we do that? Yeah, we do that one every year. Noob says the Flying Dutchman is extra. Is an extra at the
Oh, that's a thing?
I don't know.
Oh,
Noob.
No.
Noob's there so long, he sees the extras. That's okay. That's nuts, man. You guys are good today. I have no idea who's winning this thing.
It is up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Hooligans like to throw shade at each other, too. We're getting more and more of that.
I like it. They're getting comfortable with each other.
You guys are. And, you know, there's that hate, but not like real hate because we need love today.
Yeah.
But it's still that sports hate, which I love. So it all kind of works out. I mean, that's sometimes the best text is some of you guys just taking off after somebody else's text. And then it works out. But I'm gonna say it, B-Rad. I mean, it's not as obvious to some teams. Some teams go the route of, oh, well, let's go with best player. Let's go with depth. Let's go with, hey, they're going to be a project, but we think they're going to be really good in like a year or two. Because that happens. 40 minutes. It's weird how it works, isn't it? It's really weird how it works. Because Shaq Barrett just got paid. He's one of the top pass rushers in the league right now. He's undrafted. So sometimes drafting in the first round, this is where teams maybe need to pay attention to quarterbacks more on that side, doesn't mean you have to go, you have to be the guy in 2 years. Whatever happened to those Aaron Rodgers days? You can sit down, sit back for a while. I know the pressure's there, but Colfax, what if an owner came to you as the GM, and said, hey, I trust you for the next 6 years. Here's the deal. There's no pressure on you right now for the next 2 to 3 years. So I don't want you rushing into a quarterback situation. If we don't win, we don't win. We're going to try to. But where is that conversation? Because right now it's like quarterback doesn't succeed first year, he's gone. General manager doesn't succeed year two, he's gone. Coach doesn't succeed year three, year two depending, he's gone. At some point you have to sit down and say, all right, this isn't working just throwing out random quarterbacks here. Maybe there's going to be guys that just take 2 to 3 years to get the job done. And look at Shaq Barrett. Again, I take a lot of undrafted guys and say, man, they weren't as good in college. Suddenly they grow. Tom Brady was a good quarterback in college, not what he is now. He was drafted sixth. When are we going to start going back to those lessons? I know you want to win now, but sometimes, like most teams, trying to win now just ends up costing you, and you can't win in the future either. McLean said, no, I said I was a diehard Nuggets fan, and that's how I got the name. Wow, Colfax, you did reach on that
off.
One. You reached on that one that day. by the way, you're going to be disappointed. No. I've never seen the movie Die Hard. Oh!
That was way off.
Yeah, you were way off. McLean, you have homework, my friend. You got to watch Die Hard.
Yeah.
I'm not saying like it's the greatest movie of all time, but you got to watch it. Like, go back and watch it.
And you can watch it year round.
Yeah. It's not. It happens. Didn't we determine? It happens during Christmas. Like,
yes.
It's going on during Christmas.
During Christmas.
Yeah. I think that's what we've we've learned here. Do I even read that last one? There's like 8 texts in a row here. I can't even. 43 minutes after the hour. My goodness. Top Text Tuesday is going off the rails as it tends to do. Let's get the latest on the local sports flash.
It's a party in Northern Colorado's voice. 1310 KFKA. The Block Party Wednesdays from 4 to 10 p.m.
This is Ed Werder, NFL reporter for ESPN and a 1982 graduate of the University of Northern Colorado. Hope you'll continue to listen to the award-winning Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
I know we don't have a lot of time here, Colfax, so we're gonna load up the poll question here, Power to Play Sports poll question. I want to hear from you, Hooligans, on this one. Which position would you like to see the Broncos draft at 9? And if they don't end up drafting at 9, you take that 9 and you move. Inside linebacker or quarterback, which is probably going to be Micah Parsons on the linebacker side. And then you got, realistically, 2 to 3 options. Maybe Justin Fields. Could you move up 2 spots? Yes, if he's there at 2. At 7, Trey Lance, Mac Jones. So go answer that poll question. Time flies when you're having fun. When we come back, I will announce the winner of today's Top Text Tuesday. Did McLean take home the David Thompson jersey? Or did somebody else make this thing last and live one more week, at least? All right, we'll take a short break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. We're live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios.
Spring is in the air. And that means high school baseball will decorate Preps Radio on 1310 KFKA. Want the whole sports story in Northern Colorado, the state and the country? Tune into The Hall Show, weekdays noon to 2 on 1310 KFKA.
Hey, what's going on? This is Justin Adams with CBS 4 down in Denver, Colorado, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFKA.
It's a song for the hooligans. All right, Colfax, this has been a battle today. This has been an absolute battle. Top Text Tuesday, man. You guys definitely brought the noise today. This is what it's supposed to be. You guys were back and forth, aggressive from the tip off to the closing buzzer. There we go. A little March Madness for you. Even though most of our brackets are completely busted, mine's not that there yet. But you know, we'll see. It's only one weekend. A lot of busting still to come. I mean, McLean was solid. Noob had a good one thrown in there. Flying Dutchman was bringing the heat a little bit. I liked some of the stuff at the very beginning there. That was good. Dixon has a couple of solid hits there. Eastside Chris, I'm going over some of these we didn't read. Some of them are not appropriate. Am I choosing? All right, it was between these two. Man, I'm torn here. I'm absolutely torn.
Here's a big one.
So B-Rad sent this in. You can't send a jersey to someone who hasn't seen Die Hard. That's like sending Arenado and $50 million to the Cards. Oh, wait. Crap. It's not bad.
That's strong.
Dixon hits us up with the final text here. And again, it can always be the grouping of text.
Right.
He said, well, Die Hard is a Christmas movie, and it's not that time of year. Brady, I think next year you might as well have the College Hoops watch party at the Den instead of the Country Club. Or if nothing else, invite the girls to come down. Susan and Cheryl don't leave the station, first off. They don't leave the studio. To come down and hang out with Colfax on the roof after it's over. I smell a roof party. The roof would just fall in, Colfax, especially if Susan and Cheryl get on there. 54 minutes after the hour, I'm going B-Rad. B-Rad's taking it. That's two for B to the Rad variety. Tied with McLean now. This thing is heating up. So next Tuesday, McLean or B-Rad could take home the signed David Thompson jersey. McLean and B-Rad, I want you to right now, write this in your calendar. Show up Tuesday. You got to show up. Because it's all it's going to take is one of these hooligans to sneak in and screw up your chance to win a nice piece of memorabilia. Bring the heat next week. Glad to be back here with you guys. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. And like I said, to start the show, post thoughts and prayers all you want, but take that time away today and actually do things you're talking about. Good night, Northern Colorado.